Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Natalie Struger, and she is the director for the Atlantic Public Library. Good morning to you, Natalie.
Good morning.
Well, this is a big day. It's a special week. Lots of things going on at the Atlantic Public Library. So let's start, though, with the book sale.
All right. The book sale is Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, starting at 9 o'clock in the morning. Tuesday, it's open till 7. Wednesday and Thursday, it's open till 6. And we welcome anyone who is looking for some new used books to add to their own collections.
And those are, I might just mention, those are the same hours that the library is open, so those hours are easy to remember. Natalie, this happens twice a year, and I'm always amazed at all of the books. I mean, if you had to count them, there's thousands.
Oh, yes, and it's great that people are so willing to donate to the library. It's a great cause. The book sale, the funds for that go back to the library for programming and for any kind of extra supplies that we might need, which is awesome. But we really get a great turnout for materials.
Mm-hmm. And so everybody benefits, actually. You benefit when you come and buy a book, but you benefit from the services that end up with that money that you have paid for your book. And I know the prices vary. I think there's some things that are a dime. Book or magazines are 12 for a dollar, and then I think there's some that are 50 cents. I don't know if there's anything for a dollar down there or not.
Hardback books okay. are a dollar each, but those are the most expensive. Okay. And we also have, I believe, DVDs that set at a dollar each, too.
But I'm thinking come once, you may want to come back again. You just never know. The other thing that I wanted to mention are the children's books. There are so many, and they're beautiful, and some of them look brand new.
Oh, yes. We get donations of children's books. We also go through and kind of cull out our collection a little bit just to make room for new books that are coming in. And those are 25 cents a piece.
Okay. And there's for babies. There's for teens. The whole range. Well, you can tell. It's just almost unbelievable, Natalie, when I look at what's there. So you're really missing a great opportunity if you don't come to the book sale at the Atlantic Public Library. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday in the library hours, certainly the right price. So this is a special week also.
Yes, this week is actually National Library Week, where we take a week to celebrate libraries. And the theme this week is Libraries Transform. So we talk about how libraries change lives.
And very true, whether it's a fiction or it's a fact or it's a study, whatever. And libraries, we shouldn't just talk about books, because libraries have lots of other opportunities.
Oh, yes. I mean, we also have movies and magazines and music to check out, but we also have downloading and streaming music and online tutoring services. We're just all about information.
Okay. Good way to put it, about information. And saying the opportunities are there, you have a number of programs coming up in April. Do you still have a Tech Help one scheduled? I know you had one earlier in the month.
Yes, next Monday we have a drop-in Tech Help from 4 to 6 here at the library.
And so that would be iPad, iPhone, any computer?
Anything that you're having an issue with that's technology-based, we'll try to answer your questions for you.
And I know you've had experience with a lot of those things, Natalie, so you're great help to do that. Let's talk about some other adult programs that are going on in April.
Okay. Tuesday night actually is our History of the Library program, so we're going to talk about the history of this library. It'll be upstairs because of the book sale going on downstairs. We also have Extreme Weather that's coming up at the end of the month, and Mike Cannon is doing that for us. We also have a Shred Day coming up at the end of the month, and we have a bus museum coming in on April 29th.
Let's talk a little more about the Shred Day, because I know there's of course a time, but there's also some kind of rules that we need to follow.
Yes, the Shred Day is April 30th, which is a Saturday. It's from 1 o'clock to 4 o'clock, and we are limiting each vehicle to 3 containers that can be carried. So that is just, the shred company comes from Des Moines, and they're bringing their truck. They will shred here on site, so you won't have to worry about it being taken somewhere else, but if their truck gets full in the first 10 minutes, then we're kind of out of luck. So we are limiting it to 3 containers per vehicle.
And that you can carry. You can't just bring your trunk and unload. It's got to be 3 containers that you can carry. And no fee for this.
Nope, it is free. Actually, that's the only way we can do it. The library paid for it, and actually the Friends of the Library contributed. So they're sponsoring this event to make it free for the public.
Okay. So I'm thinking I need to go home and look at the dates on my income tax reports. I'm guessing I might have a few that are older that I need to keep, and those would be really good things to have shredded.
That kind of thing, old receipts, old pay stubs, anything that you have that has your personal information on it is a really good idea to have shredded.
Get those out of your house. Okay, and then let's see, there was another one that I saw. Oh, the Buseum. What's a Buseum? Bus Museum, Buseum.
That is actually a charter bus that has a museum on it. So they will be here on April 29th from 9 to noon, and it is all about the history of Iowa.
Now, I'm thinking that is probably similar to one that I visited some years ago that was all about veterans, and I'm not sure whether it was World War II, but that kind of thing. And it was so well done. It's amazing what you can put in a bus.
Oh, yes. And this, the Traces Museum out of West Liberty, they do a fantastic job with putting this together and traveling around the state. So we were just lucky to have them be interested in coming to Atlantic.
And is there a fee for that?
There is not a fee. The Cass County Genealogical Society paid their fee to have them come here, so it is free. And they are doing a presentation at 9:30 in the morning to kind of talk about what's on the bus and what they did to put it together.
Okay. So stop by the library for either one of those things. That's the 29th of April for the Bus Museum and the 30th of April for the Shred Day. So get those on your calendar. Now, those are a few of the adult kinds of things that are going on, but you have lots of things for children, too.
Oh, yes. Today is actually our treasure hunt program, but we actually have Dan Wardell from IPTV coming next Friday, the 22nd of April at 10 o'clock in the morning to do a story time for all ages.
And as I recall, I think I visited with some of those people before that come from TV. They do these in lots of libraries, and they are so well prepared to work with the children.
Oh, yes. And if you have not seen Dan Wardell on IPTV, he is amazing. I've seen him come to different libraries. He remembers the kids' names. He'll shout out to them. He gets them up. He gets them moving. And it's very interactive. So it's a fabulous thing to come to.
And what age children for that?
That is actually open to all ages, but he kind of focuses on the younger ages. But he will tailor it to whoever is in the audience.
Okay. So, and then are there some craft kinds of things that are going on?
We do have a duct tape program for our teens, and that is on Tuesday, April 12th as well. And then we also have a Magic the Gathering program for teens on Monday, April 25th.
Duct tape. Have you done any of that, Natalie?
Oh, yes. This is something that I've done many times with many teens.
And what have you made?
We've made wallets, we've made flowers, we've made purses. I've had a couple teens make shoes. Nothing too elaborate because the library doesn't have an unlimited supply of duct tape.
Yeah, because I think I saw online one time, and this is maybe still happening, where they were making prom dresses.
Oh, and it still happens, but it takes a lot of duct tape to do that.
Yeah, I would think so. Okay, and then, of course, there's the ongoing story times.
Yes, we have story times and craft days on Wednesdays and Thursdays every week this month at 10:30.
Okay. Now, one of the things that I've been seeing, I don't know if you have something scheduled, but out on the magazine racks various stores, there's the coloring books. And what I see done is beautiful, but tell me more about coloring for adults.
Well, we actually do have a coloring for adults on April 19th from 5:30 to 7. That is actually going to be the last one we do until fall, just because the summer is way too busy. But it's revisiting an old pastime where it's just something to do to relax and kind of take a step back and just find something that can kind of help you de-stress.
I don't know. Do you know where that started, Natalie? I mean, to me, that's just fascinating to think about coloring, and as I say, the results are beautiful.
Well, actually, I think coloring has been something that adults have always enjoyed doing, whether they do it in secret or not. But I think that it's a great de-stressor, and it's just something that they've rediscovered, and publishers have rediscovered it as well.
Okay. Yeah, very fascinating. So, to end with, Natalie, remind us about the book sale.
The book sale is Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday of this week, so April 12th, 13th, and 14th, library hours, and we have many things available for purchase.
Okay, that's all at the Atlantic Public Library. Thank you so much to Natalie Streeter for giving us this information, and until next time, here's a thought. Smile in the mirror. Do that every morning, and you'll start out the day in a great way.